IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to The Viewpoint. I'm Beta, the host of today's episode. And today with me, I have two dear guests, experts of today's episode. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Brother, and assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much for having me once again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me to have you here with me. So, as you know, in modern world, we are living in a virtual, actually, area, which, I don't know, sometimes we feel like we are drowning into that. As you know, today, no matter what we do, no matter how we struggle not to be connected to this virtual world, still there is social media in our lives. So, you know, I'm talking about the solitude that we actually feel when we have connection, but after losing all these connections, we feel great in ourselves to have more connections with others. But I don't know, there are many reasons that there are some obstacles that we cannot do that. And after these, we feel depressed. Of this, I don't know, so-called solitude. Maybe it's not solitude, it's loneliness or whatever you call it. Yeah. But I'm talking about that sort
of
things.
Let me reach that. I wanted to reach to that point again. We told you solitude by itself is not a bad thing because we have been asked and told to have a state of solitude in a day, let's say for 3 minutes, let's say, so to just to think and ponder on your own affairs and your own issues. But when this solitude is going to lose its identity and become something which is dangerous, this is something that should be controlled. Like, for example, you are getting isolated from your own family and you are going to, for example, work and talk with others. So yeah. Which is more preferable for you, to be with your mother, to talk with your dad, and to talk with your siblings? But the time that you have to dedicate to them, you are going to dedicate it with and pass it and spend it with others who have no value even in your life.
No, I do not agree with that part.
I mean, it can happen with those that have no value and status in your life.
Exactly. There are priorities.
But the value of the parents and the siblings should not be underestimated. We give the time, quality time for our friends, our virtual friends.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. This is the point that we are expecting ourselves and, let's say, the leadership of the society to work on the management of our time that we are spending on cyberspace.
Yeah.
So we have to think on these issues. How can I spend my time so that I do not violate the rights, my own personal rights and the rights of others who are around me? So we have to think and ponder, yes, this is a facility at my hand and I have to take best use of it. So I have to manage my time, the time that I'm going to spend in it. So this point is very important. We have to increase our media literacy to see where and how to enter and to go and to visit and to check in the cyberspace, in the in the web in general. So I want to say at the same time that it has its own challenges, it has its own risk, but it might have some benefits. We have to try our best to take benefit from whatever is there.
Yeah, I do agree with whatever you told up to here. But, you know, sometimes you want your priority to be the virtual world. I mean, you're telling me that I have to manage my time. What is the reason? Why should I do that? When I go through these social, medias, more than being with my family, so I choose it.
Look, we have to look at the purpose of life. If the life is just to, actually have and create and have enjoyments, that's okay. We can continue with that. If we have defined a goal in our life, and for example, if we are actually respecting the religious values, or specifically in the Islam world, Islamic values, so we have been created.
No, you're telling me cliches. Look, you know, for example, I have 24 hours a day,
but you say, as far as I'm enjoying myself, that's okay for me. So it's not.
So, no, I'm telling you that, for example, I have 5 hours for communicating with other people a day. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, from these 5 hours, I am who decides, which part of this amount I have to share with other people and to whom I'm sharing this time. I'm telling you that it has nothing to do with the goal of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I have, 19 hours left here for working on the goal of my life or working, whatever I have to do in this life, money, financial success, and so on. And the rest of time I have, I want to share it.
Definitely, like that. You can enjoy your life. I mean, in case you think that this enjoyment is good, and I mean, enjoyment in the right sense, it's okay. You can spend it with
yourself. Okay,
if you have already thought about the challenges and risk of that, and if you think that the places that you are visiting or the people that you are contacting are safe enough, so don't worry, no worries, you have no worry then.
Let me pose
another question, yeah, because I think it's going to be in line with the thing that Brother Ali was saying. This 5 hours that you have and you've decided on sharing time, but it's your decision on who you want to share. What is the criteria that you use to decide on who you want to share with? Your friends and family and so on? Are you going to give it to the virtual space or are you going to give it to your family? What makes you decide between these two? So that comes back to the same purpose of life. Yeah. Do you get the point, right? Even that 5 hours that you have allocated for your social space, right? Whether it be virtual, whether it be physical, it still gets back to your purpose of life and what your life is. Your life, is it more valuable if you spend time with your virtual friends, or is it more valuable if you spend time with your family?
So I think,
right?
It's not
physically speaking, again.
I got you. I think it's not a matter of value, it's the matter of similarities. You know, when you have a lot of things in common with other people, mm-hmm. you want to go through them, you want to talk to them, you want to communicate with them, you know? And this is exactly what will happen when I want to choose between my family and some virtual persons. When I feel like I show a personality in virtual world that has many supporters, you know, that there are people who are telling me, okay, you are great, you are amazing, and so on, I tend to show my personality in these areas rather being the family, you know?
It's fine. You can have an impression with your friends in your social media and stuff. The point of discussion is how should you balance this, right? That's the main question.
Yeah, exactly.
So you must, the issue, I think, the thread that began is managing your time, right? So in this 5 hours that you have that you've allocated for the social time, how should you manage it and how should you balance it? One thing is, yes, of course, you have to spend time with your friends, try to find your, you know, similarity circles and get these people around you. But at the same time, should you devalue the time that you have with your family? No. Balance it. Have time with your parents.
And even this 5 hours that you have available, so if you're spending on the virtual space, then I think the time, the enjoyment that you might have from the physical space, I mean, the real space has been lost already. So we have to think, oh, no problem, you can continue with that, but you have to at least have it in part of your mind that, okay, I'm losing another, actually, potentiality, something which is actually benefiting me even from the physical part of my body.
Boils down to the fact that you should balance it. Don't overdo any of the aspect. Don't be too physical and forget about the virtual world, because virtual world is right now a reality, to be honest. You get access to information and you get connected to people that you weren't able to previously. That was impossible previous. But at the same time, should you just indulge into this and forget about the rest of the life? No. There is, like, for example, this new platform that came from Facebook, Metaverse. Now, that's something that I personally would be against, because you're even augmenting the entire reality into a virtual life.
Yeah.
That's like, conceptually, it's something that I wouldn't agree upon. Now, social media, yes, but like this augmented reality, making this entire reality into a something virtual, that's conceptually something to disagree upon.
So you told something which is really beautiful around, you know, you told virtual world is reality.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when, for example, I spend the whole 5 hours of, the time I have to communicate with other people in the social media, I feel like, a kind of depression, I can call it. I don't know, what is it? I want you to share your ideas with me about the point that, is it because this is virtual world? I mean, it is this feeling of depression. The reason of feeling this depression is because of this virtual world, because it is not a physical
Conceptually, no. Not if you look at the virtual world itself, it's not necessarily the virtual world that's causing you that. It's the content of the virtual world, because there are many people who are very happy dealing with virtual friends because they have clear-cut boundaries. They know their similarities and they know which friends they should choose. There are friends in social media, just like in the physical world, that are not necessarily good ones. They're also ones. It all comes back to the fact that how social media influences our personality.
So are you sure about that? People don't fake their happiness in social media.
Because
this is the nature of human being, you know.
Yeah.
We need being physical, I think.
It's like, you see, the same way people can fake their personality and their emotions in the physical world, they can do it even better in the virtual world.
Exactly.
Because with the physical world, you can see the body language. One way or the other, you'll be able to understand that person is faking or not. But in the virtual world, the only thing you're faced with is either a picture or a text or some form of a multimedia, which makes it a bit difficult to understand whether the person is faking or not. But I'm not talking about faking and how this faking would affect. I'm talking about the actual influences that this virtual world, the social media has on your personality, making you feel insecure. For example, those especially those who take selfies, they're the selfieists, I would call them. Like, yeah. you would be surprised at the trend. If you look at their first selfie and the selfie that they're taking now, let's say for example a span of 5 years, you'd be surprised the changes they went through.
Exactly.
Their hairstyle, their makeup, the way they pose, everything, just because of the comments and likes. They felt that if they pose like this, it's going to be better, and not like that, they get more likes. Comments, oh, your hair looks like that, your hair should look like this. You feel insecure about your own personality. You're not you anymore. You're enslaved to the comments and the likes that you get in the social media. That's why I mentioned there are specific niches of social media, and conceptually some of these niches should be disagreed upon. For example, TikTok, I definitely disagree upon on any time of the day, because it's a niche that it's completely destroying the culture, the culture fabric of the society. But like things like LinkedIn or other social, like personal peer-to-peer social medias, they're like tools. You can communicate easily with your colleagues and peers without feeling insecure, unless you know that person itself. Unless you don't know that person, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because people can also make you feel insecure in WhatsApp and other, you know, peer-to-peer social media as well.
So, yeah, Brother
Ali. One of the reasons that you might actually be in a state of depression and anxiety is that you are sure that the people who are around you in this environment are not the real people. At least not all of them, but at least, let's say, for example, at least 20% of them. So when you actually enter this environment with this mentality and mindset that, oh, this person that I'm talking about, does he actually exist virtually? I mean, in reality? Does he exist in reality? So this is that you actually are in a state of doubt that if he exists or he does not exist. I mean, this if you collect all these facts and actually collect all of them together, you will face a sort of, a chaos inside yourself that whom am I talking about and whom am I spending the time with?
Yeah.
If the person that I'm talking, for example, to for years, it is a boy, but in reality he might be a girl in the other side.
It happened to me.
You see?
So tell me about the stories I heard about these.
Yeah.
There was a boy, but then in reality it was a girl.
Yeah. So we see that so this is something that it doesn't let you to be tranquil and calm. So all in all, we want to say that everything should be spent. I mean, the time should be spent between all the affairs that all issues that we have equally in the amount that they are really needed. I mean, the time that we need to pay attention to the family and to give it to family should be in its own place, and the time that I need to have in cyberspace with my genuine friends that I know, for example.
Yeah.
It should be there in its own place. But even the kind of contact that we are going to have with our genuine friends should sometimes happen in reality. I mean, in physical spaces, because it has its own benefits. At least you walk and you do sort of, let's say, exercise for yourself
to
go and check your friends and see your friends. So I want to say that virtual space, with all its negative points that it has lots of positive opportunities
benefits.
For us.
Of course.
So we have to look at it with this mindset that it can bring us benefits.
Yeah. Thank you for your elaboration and being here. And also, Brother Muhammad, let me have one gist from you of being happy in modern world.
Mm-hmm.
What should we do? Just, I don't know, one sentence. I think you told the answer in your conversation up to here, but...
Being happy is a very good question. And I think in one sentence, I can say, personally, meditation is actually one of the best ways.
Yeah.
Staying away from having a healthy personal life, physical one, and thinking about yourself, doing calculation about yourself, doing meditation, it really brings happiness to you.
Exactly. And I think the maintaining of balance that you told... in our speech definitely. Was the most important thing I've learned in this discussion. So thank you, Rurik Sparisov, today's episode for being here with me. It was all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. I bid you farewell, and I leave you in the warm embrace of God. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept that. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا